Yes, it is the Connor Happer Show. I am not Connor Happer. Please don't turn off the radio. Please stay with us. We have a nice show for you. We got Conference Armageddon. We still have Josh Otzen, so Josh will be expected to go for 30 points and 18 rebounds. Yes, we're doing a little bit of everything today. You're with me till noon, right?
That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
Hey, you better.
And then Joey will be in after to finish it, because we're all over the place today.
Nick's a lot of insubordination in
Connor's
this building
off
today.
Trying to track down an interview with the mountain lion. Well, stay tuned. My name's Jimmy Chavez, by the way, if you're scoring at home. And so it's me and Josh, then me and Joey. And we got plenty of stuff to talk about. We really do. We have quite the guest list today, planned strategically along what's going on. We are your Conference Armageddon station, 1620 The Zone. Brian Munson at 11 o'clock. We'll just talk recruiting. Old-fashioned stuff. You know, the stuff they usually talk about on sports radio. You know, nothing. I don't think he'll break any news. Notre Dame to the Mountain West. UTSA to the Big Ten. Yeah. Brian Christofferson at 11:30. We're going to talk fullbacks. I almost wore my Run the Damn Ball shirt today, but I figured, you know what? I need to go and go with the old-fashioned cowboy shirt. I figured that would be another prerequisite to be an on-air person here at The Zone. Shout out Josh Peterson. And then we're going to talk life with Steve Sipple at 12:30. Now, I've been told, and we talked to him on our show on Thursday, that Friday Sip and Thursday Sip, two completely different characters. I don't know. But I can't wait to find out. And then at 1 o'clock, we talked to this guy on Sharp and Hanley earlier in the week, and he was fantastic, Matt Brown. And Matt has been all over this conference realignment stuff. And it is, let's see, 10:28 right now here in Omaha. In 2.5 hours when he comes on at 1 o'clock, who knows what in the hell will happen by then? Anything goes, or nothing. Might be nothing by then. Big nothing burger. The timelines are just blowing up. Everybody who is anybody in the tweet game, Brett McMurphy had the three eyes. Nobody with the eggplant and peach emoji yet, though, so we'll keep an eye out for that.
Sad.
Yeah, but it is Friday, so we want to get in the right frame of mind. He did, Brett McMurphy, have a Pac-12 unable to get grant of rights signed this morning, and nothing has changed as far as Oregon and Washington joining the Big Ten. Ducks and Huskies still expect it to be Big Ten bound when finances are worked out. They want a full share now. That's not fair, says many. Arizona still seems to be on track to make the Big 12. Well, not just make the Big 12 their home. Arizona State reluctantly would follow them. And then there's Utah. Utah doesn't want to be in the Big 12. Utah refers to it as the truck stop conference. Where is Utah going, Josh? I don't know.
Oh.
Back to the Mountain West? Are they hopeful that they get a Big Ten invite? Could they be still a member of the Pac-2 or the Pac-4? Stanford and Cal. Last night, went to bed. Oh, we're going to the Big Ten now. Wake up? Nah, just kidding. Yeah, they don't care about football at Stanford. They win a lot of sports. It's just nobody watches many of those sports. And then there's Cal. People, the only thing they think of Cal football is Marshawn Lynch driving a golf cart.
Hell yeah.
And if that were the case, then they'd be an automatic in. And if somehow Cal were to end up in the Big Ten, is there not a better example of falling upwards than that? They've literally done nothing to deserve. And I get the whole, well, they're in the San Francisco market. They don't care about Cal or Stanford athletics there.
No.
Stanford, I believe only football is on terrestrial radio. Everything else is online only. And we've seen the pictures of games at both those places, and not very well attended. Now, the argument there is there's a lot of Big Ten alumni that will just invade these places. Yeah, sure, whatever, that's fine. But they don't need them. So I would not expect them to be in there. But if it's Washington and Oregon, what is that? That puts us at 18, the Big 18. And then we start looking east. Florida State was huffing and puffing earlier in the week. Oh, we're going to leave the ACC. To go where? Has anybody invited you yet? Is there something you're not telling us?
You got to let them know you're available, though.
Hey, just saying. Slide right. Just swipe. We're here.
Seminoles posting thirst traps online.
Yes, look at that. It's a nice bathing suit, Florida State. Gee, what was that for? Yeah. Florida State, I don't know. Big Ten, SEC, who knows? Then there's Miami, and then if the ACC blows up, because then that was part of the scuttlebutt yesterday, the Magnificent Seven, and then one other school, which in theory could blow up their grant of rights, which I don't understand at this point what's real and what's not real. So then if the ACC blows up, who goes where? And that's how you get the Big 20, and then the new Big 20, and then the SEC adds four, and like I said, thermonuclear war. That's when the codes are all. They hit all 10 letters and numbers. And then Joshua releases the missiles. And that's the end.
I'm ready.
And then we have Conference Pangea at long last. My question, Josh, is what are we going to talk about then in the off season? Now, we know in 4 weeks, in fact, around these parts, 27 days to be exact, we're going to talk about football, an actual football game. There are going to be two teams. One of them has a coach that you must applaud for him. And the other one's making his debut at his new school. And we're going to watch two teams play a football game. And then we're going to have to talk about football games. But in the offseason, realignment is there for you until it's not anymore. And then what are we going to do?
Oh, then you just lean on the, I don't know if this NIL is good for the game, guys.
Oh, we got the NIL, yes. Oh, we need to. Well, and then, you know what? I'm just kind of thinking out loud here. So 1 year from now, this is where the conversation goes. Do I get my damn video game back? Because this is exactly what I think.
Yeah.
Am I getting it back? Or is Ed O'Bannon going to ruin that too? He already ruined it for a generation of people. It's been almost, well, we're at 10 years now. So next year will be 11 since the last game. Will we get the game back? That's what I want to know. I want my video game.
Good question.
Yeah.
It's good journalism by you.
Exactly.
The real questions.
That's all we want to know. Give us our video game back. That's where I was able to turn Kansas into a national power. 8 national championships on NCAA football.
Wow.
Powerhouse. Average 500 yards rushing a game.
Oh.
Threw 4 passes a game. Just keep them honest. play action, go deep. You know, 2 out of 3 things happen when you pass that are bad. So the way to mitigate that is to, well, not pass the ball. So that is the question we'll have. But until then, let's see what happens with realignment. And if we hear something, we'll let you know. Same with the Mountain Lion. Good morning to the Mountain Lion if you're listening out there. Although, as we just discussed, probably sleeping.
Wow.
Yeah. Good for a Mountain Lion first down. We'll be here. Connor, where is Connor? Is he okay?
I believe the answer to that question is Dubuque.
Okay.
Could be wrong.
Somewhere in Iowa. He's playing golf, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
We don't talk during the breaks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which awkward silence.
He's got this don't look me in the eyes rule, like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just don't talk to him at all.
Anything you need, you can put in the stream chat.
Mm-hmm.
I'll choose what I want to answer. So I'll have some fun. Bear with me. Enjoy. Try to enjoy. And then, so you have to leave at noon because USC is on location today, right?
Yeah, they're doing the golf flash, and apparently Nick doesn't care about the golf flash, so he's not here.
I thought you were going to say he doesn't care about a show.
Well,
he doesn't care about John and Josh.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that. So if you're out and about this afternoon, come have a beer with us at Miracle Hill.
Yeah, it is One Beer Friday.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on location, make it 3 Beer Friday. The rain should hold off. It looks like that's gone. It looked like November about the time you got here, by the way.
November
I know
rain.
It doesn't feel like, yes, November rain. Yeah, it looked not like summer. Like we said, hottest summer ever, except right here in good old Omaha, Nebraska. Whether that's good or bad, you're trying to work on your tan. I don't know. If that's the case, leave the pools open through October so you can work on the tan there when we have those 80-degree days. But good show. Brian Munson at 11 o'clock, BC at 11:30, SIP at 12:30, Matt Brown at 1 o'clock on your conference realignment station. Stay with us. Connor Happer Show continues, 1620 The Zone.